WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two big speeches today in Washington. President Biden will address the nation tonight about his historic decision to step away from his reelection campaign. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address both houses of Congress about the war against Hamas. Protesters angry with the bombing of Gaza have been protesting in D.C. ahead of the speech. Delta Airlines customers still struggling to get back online after the CrowdStrike debacle.
Chaos and growing passenger outrage as Delta Airlines struggles to recover from that global IT outage. The major Delta flight disruptions now in their sixth day, leaving lots of passengers stranded at airports.
This is our fourth cancellation.
I just wish we'd given up and stayed home.
The U.S. Department of Transportation saying since Friday, Delta has canceled more than 6,000 flights. The airline now the subject of a federal investigation.
ABC's Faith Abube. Tennis star Coco Gauff will join LeBron James as a flag bearer for the Olympic team's Friday opening ceremony. This is...
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A stretch of Highway 23 connecting two major Sauk County communities is set for construction over the next 3 months. The nearly 7-mile corridor from the state's highways intersection with Highway P in Lake Delton to its crossroads with Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Baraboo will be undergoing a resurfacing through October. Construction for the $4.6 million project began on Monday. A new 5-inch pavement layer will replace the previous layer that's cracking at numerous locations along the corridor. The road shoulders between Turtle Road and Water Streets in the town of Delona will be widened to 6 feet. Beam guards over Dell Creek will be replaced. Base material below the constructed surface, or subgrade, will also receive improvements between the Dell Creek Bridge and the Highway 23 and Shady Lane intersection. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Some clouds this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, sunshine 80. On Friday, sunny, a little more humid with a high near 82. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7. 80s, 90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really led myself. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for the runaway train. And everything seems cut.
Asylum, there is Runaway Train, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 11 minutes after 7. Good morning, Finn. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself, Maddie?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I mean, it's been a little bit of a busy morning. We have some breaking news in the area. And actually, I don't know how breaking this is, but if you were in bed last night, you woke up this morning to probably some messages from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department on your phone. And so here's what's going on. This actually started about midnight last night when everybody started getting these messages. And we have a press release from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. So we want to give a quick update on what we know as of right now. So at approximately 11:06 last night, an officer from Sauk Prairie's Police Department attempted a traffic stop on a red minivan, which was in their jurisdiction at the time, for a possible intoxicated driver. That vehicle fled from the officer, disregarded the traffic signs, and then a pursuit was initiated. The vehicle was driving recklessly, traveling at a high rate of speed on Highway 78. Now, a Sauk County deputy came across the minivan just a few minutes later on Highway 113 near County Road DL and followed that vehicle towards Baraboo. An officer did deploy stop sticks last night in an attempt to stop that vehicle on Highway 113 and the Water Street area just around Manchester Road. The vehicle continued around the stop sticks, traveling yet at a high rate of speed, eventually crashing a short distance later. Now, Sauk County deputies arrived at the crash location and a male driver started firing shots towards the deputies and ran off into a wooded area, again, along Highway 113 in the Water Street area. Unfortunately, one deputy did suffer some minor injuries as a result of that last night. But here's what we know as of right now. The male suspect is still at large this morning and is presumed at this point to be armed. He's described as having light complexion, short or shaved brown hair, and a medium-length beard. He was last seen wearing a black shirt. Now, law enforcement has established a perimeter and is actively searching in that Highway 113 Water Street area for this particular gentleman who goes by the name of Jeffrey Edward Miller. He's 32 years old. He does have ties to Sauk and Juneau counties, and if you do have any information regarding his whereabouts, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department is asking that you give them a call, 608-355-4495, or you can call Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Now, if you do see Miller around your property or anywhere in the vicinity, or you suspect anything suspicious, make sure you contact 911. Now, we do have reports this morning, Finn, that Highway 113 is now open, but the suspect is still at large. He has not been found at this point. So I believe that search, as far as I know and what I've heard, is still ongoing at this point of the morning. So now people in the area are being asked to shelter in place. I'm going to assume that maybe people in the actual perimeter have maybe gotten some specific instructions, but that is what is happening and why your phones were giving you alerts at midnight last night as to things that were happening in Baraboo. Now, if you do want more information, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department has released an official press release, and you can read that just by doing a quick search on Facebook for Baraboo Police Department. They've got it posted there. They also have a photo of the gentleman that they are looking for this morning. So you can go get more information there. And of course, we're going to pass along anything as we get it too.
Yeah.
Now, that's not all. There's more going on in the area. So there is a missing endangered person, and an alert was issued for a Milwaukee man whose vehicle was last seen near Wisconsin Dells last night. This alert was issued for 29-year-old Griffin Schneider. Authorities are very concerned for his safety. The notification from the Wisconsin Department of Justice says that Schneider was last seen leaving work around 10 a.m. yesterday. His vehicle was spotted around 9:15 last night near Wisconsin Dells. Now, the vehicle is a black 2016 Volkswagen Tiguan with Wisconsin license plate AVV8157. Now, if you've seen Schneider or this vehicle, you're being asked to call the Milwaukee Police Department at 414-935-7242. So there's a lot going on in the area this morning.
Lots of news developing stories that started overnight. So.
Yes, absolutely. So we hope that the deputy from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department is doing well this morning. And let's give our law enforcement plenty of room to work without any impediment this morning. I know people got to get to work and all of that kind of stuff, and they're doing their best to accommodate, but let's give them some room to work as well this morning. And be very patient if that's a route that you have to take to get to and from somewhere today. So as they continue their search to keep all of us safe. Boy, oh boy, that's a way to start a morning,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And it was so funny because first thing I did this morning when I got up is check my phone, and I was like, oh, there's an alert on my phone. Okay. Then I went to my email and I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then by that point, I had already started getting some text messages and things in about things that were happening in the area. So then we were able to get the official press release this morning and stay on top of the situation for everybody.
Yeah, now, we'll be fine. Following the story throughout the day with any updates.
Yes. And so now let's talk about some things that are a little less pressing, but we wanted to make sure we passed along some of that information right away this morning so everybody's aware of what's going on in the area. Is there anything new and exciting? Probably not this exciting, Finn, but anything new and exciting happening in your house today?
That's about as much excitement as I can handle for the day, actually. But
We don't even need coffee to start our day. There's just a lot of adrenaline running this morning. Yeah, so, my goodness.
No, pretty much business as usual. It's nice to have a few days off from performances. Yeah. So heading into the weekend, which will be our final weekend of performances. So looking forward to beginning my summer officially.
Right.
This weekend.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you basically came home from Ireland and at the end of April, and you stepped right into plays, one play after another. So you're going to finally get a little downtime, which is really, really cool.
How about you? What's happening in your world?
Not much. Yesterday was kind of a slow, one of those slow, busy days again. Like the day was pretty slow leading up until Taekwondo, and then it was Taekwondo night, Madison last night. Dexter had advanced classes. So, that's one of those classes where they keep them a little extra. So we rolled into home last night about 8:45. It's getting kind of late for mama when we roll in at 8:45. And I get to be just a complete panicker at that point. Like I'm watching the clock, right? Like as I'm watching it tick, as I'm waiting for him to get out of class, I'm like, come on. We still have to go home. I still have to do this. I still have to do that. You know, and I prep myself as much as I can. Like I get the dog's food all completely ready. So all I have to do is pour it in a bowl. I have dinner basically laid out, so all we have to do is make it and that kind of thing. But it's still starting to impede on my bedtime, Finn. And we all know when you get a certain age in life, bedtime is very, very important, especially when you just don't sleep, period. So, yeah, it was
I feel the pain. I know because so this last weekend we had a Sunday night show and I didn't get home until it was about 11.
Right.
And that's the way it will be this Sunday night. And I'm the type where I can't just fall asleep on a dime, right, just like that. I need settle in, relax time to chill out, and then I'll eventually fall asleep. But I can't just get home and go to bed and fall asleep right away.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of the same way. But I what I do on those nights when we get home late is, you know, I have my plethora of medications that I need to take and supplements and all of that kind of stuff. And I usually wait until about a half hour before bed to take the melatonin that I've now been told I need to take by my doctors. And so, but on nights when I get home by 8:45, 9 o'clock, I just take it right away at dinner. So then by about 9:45, I can kind of shut my brain off and I'm a little bit more ready to go to bed. It's the miracle of melatonin. That's what I call it, people. It's the miracle that it is. And last night, I must have been really tired because I did actually sleep. I actually slept all night long and didn't go off until my alarm this morning. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's pretty rare that that happens. But I must have been actually really tired in order to pull that off. Because otherwise, I'm up and down and I look at the clock and then I'll be like, oh, it's only this time and I still have this many hours I have to lay here. Last night it was a big one that I actually slept all the way through, which is good because I need my energy for everything that's happening this morning. and as we try to parse through all of this breaking news that we have in the area. But, you know, basic, just a basic day, and I can always handle that. Basic days are good. We did have some delicious taco bowls last night for dinner because, you know, I said I like to get myself all prepared before we leave for Taekwondo. So I put a little chicken in the slow cooker, some spices that went along with it, black beans, some corn, some salsa, cooked that all up before we left, got it all shredded. So then when we got home, made the rice ahead of time in my bougie rice cooker. And when we got home, all we had to do was put those together and have something delicious. So I try to be ahead of the game. It's rare. Once in a while. Once in a while, I can pull it off quite nicely. Most of the time, it's just me floundering around a lot. So there's that aspect of it.
Well, looking towards the weekend, do you folks have any plans for the weekend? I know the Twisters movie is out there, so, and I can't believe that Mr. Hartman hasn't seen it
yet.
Well,
he wanted to last week, and we couldn't drag ourselves out of the house. We talked about it. It was on our agenda, and then we just never got out of our jammies. So that's, I guess, kind of how we roll on a weekend after a really busy week. But I don't know how he feels about it now, because everybody he knows, being in the storm chasing community, has already seen it. And so he's seen a lot of the plot twists and people who are trying not to tell you anything online, but, you know, post too many things, just little tidbits for you to actually not kind of get the gist. And so now he's kind of like, I don't know if it's even worth it, if I should go see it in a theater or if I should just wait for it to come out on streaming now. So I guess we'll find out. Now, he does need to head down to Kansas at some point as well. He was supposed to do that this past weekend. And then, you know, they're getting ready for hurricane season. They're building all these cool cameras and things like that. He and a couple of our other storm chasing friends. And so we're getting ready, all ready for that. And so he's got to go down and do some testing and make sure things are kind of kosher and they can hold up to, you know, all of the rains and the winds that come sometimes with hurricanes as they barrel into the coast. But he was going to do that last weekend, didn't. So he's thinking about maybe going down this weekend. I don't know. I'm just here. I'm just told to pack a suitcase. That's all I'm told. Like, I need clothes for this many days. Okay, got it. And then I wash, I fold, and I pack. That's what I do. And I have it sitting by his bedroom door. So when he walks out, he literally has to trip over it. Still will ask me where his suitcase is, but that's besides the point. And he can just go on his merry way. So I don't really know what's happening.
You're always the last to know, right?
I am always the last to know. I'm the first to get him prepared, but I'm the last to know what's actually going on. And he didn't actually make that trip last weekend, not only because he was tired, but one of the storm chasers he was going to go meet actually flew to Taiwan to cover a typhoon. Always been a dream of his, always been a goal of his to get overseas to cover a typhoon. And so he did it last weekend. So that's pretty cool stuff. I can't wait to see his footage. Hopefully he gets out of there safely. It doesn't seem like there was too much damage or anything too significant other than some really rising waters, as far as I know. So hopefully he can make it home and be back in on U.S. soil at some point so we can see all that footage and work on stuff for hurricanes coming into the United States.
Yeah, see, now I'm not that adventurous. I mean, to me, when I hear that that's your life's dream to go follow a typhoon, I don't know.
you go the other way and you're like, yeah. Nope, not booking my plans for that direction. I'm going to stay away from there. No, that's the craziness of a storm chaser. They go towards the things that most people go away from. So. Yeah. But I'm kind of excited for him. We've known Jordan now for, 5-6 years. And all he's ever talked about is the fact that he wanted to go overseas and cover a typhoon. And so he finally got to do it. So I'm very excited to talk to him and see how the trip went and see some of the footage that he was able to get. Yeah. A lot of different rules when you cover storms in other countries versus here in the United States. So he had to, you know, brush up on all of that before he went and had to know all of the intricacies so he didn't get himself into trouble at the same time, because that's not the goal. The goal is just to see some really cool, you know, stuff from Mother Nature. So,
well, I bet you he's seen Twisters.
He has seen Twisters. In fact, he is down in the Norman, Oklahoma area. Hello, prime weather area, right? And they were there. They had a special showing in Norman the night before it actually opened. So what if did it open on a Friday or something? I believe they had a special showing on Thursday. And we know one of the storm chasers who drives around around in those armored vehicles. It's called the Dominator. Some of you probably saw his show on Discovery a long, long time ago. His name is Reed Timmer. And he still got the Dominators out. And Jordan actually will help drive some of those armored vehicles once in a while when Reed needs somebody to take over the wheel and things like that. So
they're pretty cool.
Yeah, they are very, very cool. Not very cool, though, as far as like temperature wise. They're not. Yeah, there's no air conditioning in them. There's no. I mean, they're pretty brutal on a really hot, humid storm chase kind of day. And then sometimes you're in those things for days at a time if you're doing like one of those big, big storms. And man, they get a little smelly in there. Let me tell you, they get a little. I'm not hanging out in the Dominator too much. Let's just put it like that. Nope, things get a little ripe in a Dominator.
It looks cool from the outside, but then once you get inside, want to get back outside.
Yes, that's exactly. A lot of windows down on a really hot day. I mean, you need that for several reasons, but maybe the one he has now has air conditioning, but I don't think it works very well because of just the size, sheer size of it. I mean, it takes a lot to run the air conditioner and rumble one of those down the road. But they got to see Twisters before it actually was open to the public and things like that. So cool. Pretty cool stuff. Yeah. So I don't know. To sum it up, I have no idea what my husband's going to do because there's a lot of peripheral things that are happening as well. So, again, I'll just pack the suitcase and make sure he has clean undies so he can make his way down to Oklahoma or Kansas because they might be meeting in Kansas. See, this is how little I actually know. I can't even tell you where he's going to end up. Tells you everything about who needs to really know all of the information, right? Apparently, it's not me. Not me at all. Now, something that I am looking forward to this week, Finn, is the Olympics. I mean, we're getting ready for the opening ceremonies on Friday night, and I love the Olympics, and I love all the pomp and circumstance of the opening ceremonies. Now, there was something really cool I saw yesterday on social media. So there is a paraplegic athlete who will be participating this year in the Olympics, because obviously they do the Paralympics. Is it at the same time or following the Olympics? We'll see. He lost basically all movement from the neck down because of an auto accident. And yesterday, it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. He actually got to be a torchbearer by wearing an exoskeleton. It was so cool. And it looked a little bit like Iron Man, like the outside of Iron Man in MCU. Mm-hmm. But it was really awesome because this guy was able to stand. He was able to hold the torch. Obviously, he had a little aid in doing so, but he was actually able to take steps and be a torchbearer for the Olympics as the torch comes into Paris. It was so, so cool. So I do urge you, if you want a really good uplifting story today, to find that on social media because it's really cool to see him be a torchbearer with the exoskeleton. See, this is when science gets really, really cool, right? When you can do stuff like that and people who might not have ever been able to do that can now do those types of things. That's when science gets really cool.
Agreed.
Yeah, it was one of those moments, and it was only about a 15-second clip, but if, you know, you have any sort of humanity in you whatsoever, seeing this guy with a smile on his face be able to actually carry the torch and walk in that moment, it is really an awesome, awesome thing. And it's also a testament to the strength of some of these athletes, right? Because these are some incredible people. Now, here in the United States, we love our sports, right? I mean, everybody is so excited because training camp for football is underway and all of that kind of stuff, but you look at what some of these Olympic athletes are doing, it is some really awesome stuff. Now, speaking of the Olympics, Celine Dion is going to be performing Friday during that opening ceremony, and she's being paid $2 million for one song. That's not a bad day on the job, Finn.
Yeah, good work if you can get it, right?
Exactly. But it's going to be awesome to see Celine Dion, right? I mean, whether you love her music or not, she's got a pretty incredible story. And the fact that she's actually going to be performing for the first time in a really long time is really awesome as well. Now, they're also footing the bill for travel and accommodations for Celine and her family. In fact, one source says that they're paying a ton of money, a ridiculous amount. And this will, in fact, be her first performance since she stepped away from the stage 2 years ago after being diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. syndrome. And we got to see a little bit of her at the Music Awards this year when she appeared on stage for the very first time in a really long time. So you kind of knew that maybe at that point we were going to start seeing a little bit more of Celine. And again, whether you love her music or not, I think she kind of lost me with the Titanic song, which was not her fault. It was just oversaturation because everybody loved the music, the movie. But you got to admit, she is a force to be reckoned with her voice. And so the fact that she's going to be performing is cool. Now, speaking of celebrities at the Olympics, Snoop Dogg is heading to Paris. He's going to carry the Olympic torch. Yes, it's not as great of a story as the paraplegic and an exoskeleton, but we do love Snoop Dogg. He'll be the second to last torchbearer. There's no word yet on who he's going to hand it off to. Now, I didn't realize that Snoop actually did any sort of like physical activity. I didn't know he ran. I wasn't sure that that was a thing, but apparently he's actually been trying to get in shape for this gig too. So that's kind of cool as well. So Snoop Dogg carrying the Olympic torch.
Interesting.
I know. It's a way to go. Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
It's definitely a way to go. That's for sure. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Cloudy this morning and then becoming partly cloudy by this afternoon. 76 for a high today. Clear down to 58 tonight. Tomorrow going to be another gorgeous day. Lots of sun with a high near 80 as we look ahead to Friday. Sunny with a little bit more humidity in the air. A high near 82. Right now, it's 64.
The nurse midwives at Reedsburg Area Medical Center do much more than deliver babies. Nurse midwives Amy Fisher and Beth Adsett support women's health at every stage of life. Well women visits, STD testing and education, contraception and more. Dedicated, experienced, and compassionate care for women from adolescence through menopause. To learn more, visit ramchealth.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
7:33 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning. We've made it halfway through another work week, and hey, it's never too early to start looking forward to another weekend. Right there with you. Survivor Now, this is High on You on 99.7 Max FM.
I let the wheel of fortune spin. I trust you.
One of my favorites right there from Survivor. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:37 right now. And you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about sports and the fact that the Olympics get underway on Friday and NFL training camps are officially underway. Now, Packers fans, I know there's been a little hand-wringing because Jordan Love is not actually participating in the practices yet. He's at the facility. He's in the meetings. The team was informed by his agent that until a new contract is done and established and signed, he will not be on the field. Brian Gutekunst talked to the press this week, not too worried about it, thinks the contract is pretty imminent. They're maybe hoping even next week we'll see him on the field. Now, if you're one of those people who's really tuned into sports, there's a pretty good chance that, according to a new poll, you might also be a little delusional. Yeah, as Packers fans, we could probably nod our head with that, right? A poll found that 22% of sports fans have good luck rituals, like your team won't win unless you wear some sort of specific hat, and almost a third of them feel like it really does make a difference. And if you crunch the numbers, that means around 1 in 14 fans think that what they're doing in front of their TV is affecting the game in some way. The most common rituals include wearing certain things, eating or drinking specific things, and just praying that your team is going to win. Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we, with some of these Wisconsin sports teams. The poll also found that casual fans are going to spend about $400 a year on things like hats, tickets, and streaming services. For bigger fans, it's around $600 a year, and for the diehard sports fans, we're talking almost $900 a year. The average person is going to watch about 120 games and matches this year, or at least some sort of portion of them, and if their team doesn't win, you better tread lightly, because almost 40% of people in this poll said that they tend to be a little bit more sensitive than usual after their team loses. Yep, that checks out. There was a dark period last season of the Packers. Remember when they were on a losing streak? That's what I like to call it, the dark days in Wisconsin. Things suddenly open up when they figure out how to, you know, pass a ball, catch a ball, and hit the end zone, right? Of course, it's always good time, though. And if you've got your rituals, we aren't going to judge you too harshly. You get that hat ready. And let me tell you, though, if you haven't washed the jersey in a couple seasons, might be time to put it through the laundry. Just saying, for the rest of everybody else watching with you. Now, coming up yet this morning, you're going to have a chance to win some tickets to go see Eric Michael Gillette perform at the Al Ringling Theater on August 2nd. Be listening for your chance to text in and win. That's coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. We also have birthdays and anniversaries yet this hour. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us 355-9970. We'll have a look at weather and also sports next here on Max FM.
Good morning and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an online-only real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. It is for 13.7 acres of vacant land in the town of Washington. That's just south of Lime Ridge. This parcel features tillable as well as pasture lands and some very nice building spots. Again, that's 13.7-acre real estate auction ending today at 11 a.m. Tomorrow is our July online-only farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. Very large auction once again this month, with tractors, skid steers, farm machinery, construction equipment, ATVs and UTVs, trailers, vehicles, lawn and garden items, and much more. There is a preview at our auction facility today in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That again is our July online-only farm consignment auction ending tomorrow, Thursday at 9 a.m. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling any type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
The Brewers blanked the Cubs 1-0 on Tuesday night to even that three-game set at a game apiece. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bryce Tarrant drove in the game winner with a run-scoring single in the eighth inning. Final game of the series is today. Cardinals down the Pirates 2-1. Braves and Reds were rained out. Packers spent a good portion of Tuesday's workout practicing in a pouring rain. It was the defense that got the upper hand against the offense again. The Packers signed quarterback Jacob Eason as a third camp arm, while Jordan Love sits out waiting for his contract to get finished. They cut long snapper Peter Bowden to make room for Eason on the roster. Brewers signed their top two draft picks in the recent amateur draft, 17th overall pick Braylon Payne and 34th overall selection Blake Burke. Big Ten Media Days entered day two in Indianapolis today. The Badger contingent led by Coach Luke Fickell met with reporters yesterday. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Some clouds this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today 76 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight clear 58, tomorrow sunshine 80. On Friday sunny, a little more humid with a high near 82. Do you need help with back taxes? Call 800-281-8193. Tax Solutions Now, they can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. The Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with Donna Maison. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium home of the Robbie.
One week, there's the Bare Naked Ladies. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 746 right now. And Finn, we've all heard of Christmas in July, right? So why not maybe other holidays too? Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins have arrived a full 3 months before Halloween. It's actually the earliest Hershey has ever put them out. But here's the catch. You're not going to see them in stores quite yet. This is a limited release thing for people who prefer them over the normal Reese's cups, because obviously, if you've ever had either, you know that there is a chocolate to peanut butter ratio that is completely different. Some people really love the difference in the chocolate to peanut butter ratio. I say, why are you messing with a good thing? That's exactly. Kind of my opinion. Yeah. But, you know, each their own. We're not going to judge too harshly this morning. I mean, we just learned a few minutes ago that people are wearing hats and jerseys, you know, thinking that they can pray their way to a win for their favorite team. So we're not going to judge you on your chocolate to peanut butter ratio, okay? They're selling 32-ounce bags of on Hershey's website for $25, and then they're shipped through the mail. Oh, aren't those going to be nice and melty by the time they get through the mail in July? Oh, that'll be delicious. Mm. They aren't going to be available in stores for about another 6 weeks or so. I learned this morning. I had no idea this was a thing, but Hershey's is actually in the middle of a big class action lawsuit over these stupid chocolate pumpkins right now. In May, four people sued in federal court accusing the company of misleading customers because the pumpkins don't really have faces.
Come on now.
The packaging actually shows them as jack-o'-lanterns, but they're blank chocolate on top. So the people behind the suit claim that they're very disappointed by it, and they're seeking at least $5 million in damages.
Really?
No, you're not. You're just trying to get rich quick. It's going to be interesting to see, though, if they follow through with this because they don't actually have faces. So will the courts think that that is misleading, or are they going to just be like, okay, dismissed, move on with life, people, do something else?
Wow.
I know, right?
I'm speechless. I don't really know what to say about that.
See, yeah. I mean, that is not surprising to me at all. We've seen people with some really bad schemes in this world. So I was like, yeah, that checks. Somebody trying to get rich off of something as mundane as a jack-o'-lantern face on their Reese's peanut butter cup. I mean, maybe they just really love jack-o'-lanterns. Maybe it was their inspiration for their own pumpkins or something. I have no idea. You know that they're going to claim some sort of
psychological
distress.
Damage because, Mm-hmm.
Yes, because there were no faces on their Reese's peanut butter cup pumpkins.
Wow.
Oh, we've said it for the last couple of weeks. It's crazy times we live in. Yeah. It's very crazy times. All right. So if you're not hungry with that, let's talk birthdays this morning. And that just makes me think of birthday cake, which sounds delicious. But it is time for us to run down our birthday and maybe anniversary list if we get any of those this morning. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So we're going to start right here at the list of this celebrity of these celebrity birthdays, and there's some good ones on here today. So you're like in good company if you're celebrating today. We're going to start with Bindi Irwin on the list. Of course, she is Steve the Crocodile Hunter Irwin's daughter. We just talked about her last week because Steve Irwin actually would have celebrated a birthday.
Yeah,
she was also the winner of season 21 of Dancing with the Stars. She is 26 years old today. Emily Bette Rickards, who played Felicity on Arrow, is celebrating her 33rd birthday. Devi Chase, who is Samara, the dead girl from The Well in The Ring. She's also Donnie's little sister, Samantha, in Donnie Darko. And she also is the voice of Lilo in Lilo and Stitch. She is celebrating her 34th birthday today.
Chill just ran through my body. Samara from The Ring. too good early.
Good character, bad character?
Freaky character.
Okay, freaky. All right. Yeah. Well, Devi Chase, she's 34 today, so she would probably be happy that she scares someone to give them a chill early in the morning. Mara Wilson, who's that adorable little girl in Mrs. Doubtfire, also Matilda. She actually graduated from NYU in 2009 and blogs at mara.substack.com. She is celebrating her 37th birthday. Elizabeth Moss, she was Offred in The Handmaid's Tale. She was also Peggy Olson on Mad Men, and she's the first daughter Zoe Bartlett on West Wing. She is celebrating her 42nd birthday today. Anna Paquin is celebrating. She is Rogue in the original X-Men movies. She was Suki on True Blood and 10-year-old Best Supporting Actress winner for The Piano. She is celebrating her. Are you ready for this? This tells you how old we are. Anna Paquin, remember who won at 10 years old? She's 42 years old today.
Oof, man. Wow. And I mean, I know it's been a few years since The Piano, okay?
But still, it doesn't feel that long. Right? Yeah. I know. She's 42 today. My goodness.
Oh.
Summer Glau, who played Cameron, the Terminator, on the Sarah Connor Chronicles. Easier for me to say this morning. It's like a tongue twister. I won't break into Sally Seashells. She also played River Tam on Firefly. She is 43 years old today. Rose Byrne, who was in The Insidious deciduous movies, I should say. She's also Seth Rogen's wife in Neighbors, and she is Kristen Wiig's nemesis on Bridesmaids. She is celebrating her 45th birthday. Still an iconic, awesome movie.
Oh, yeah.
Tori Wilson, former WWE wrestler, is celebrating his 29th birthday today. Patty Jenkins, who is the director of Wonder Woman, you know, the newer movie, she's celebrating her 53rd birthday. J-Lo is celebrating a birthday today. She is 55 years old. Now, is there any chance that her and Ben celebrate the day together? I don't know. We shall see, I guess. You know, the paparazzi's waiting outside both of their homes right now, yeah, just waiting to see if they spend any time together today.
J-Lo's birthday has got to be a rough one for Ben. That's got to be,
You know, can you imagine, what do you get her? Like, what do you honestly get J-Lo? She is...
Oh, I'm sure she has a list.
She probably has a list. She seems a little high maintenance. Maybe she's not as high maintenance as she appears, but that's not how it comes across when you see her. And you got to think that getting J-Lo something for her birthday is absolutely treacherous.
Don't you think that's part and parcel of being a diva? I mean, you are high maintenance.
Yes.
I mean, it just wouldn't be right if you weren't high maintenance and you are a diva.
Like, I think about trying to get Mariah Carey or Donna Summer something.
Exactly.
Or Diana Ross or something for their birthdays as well, right? Can you imagine? Like, no, nobody's trying. I mean, this is when you just are like, you know what? You have money. Go buy yourself something.
This is when the ring isn't big enough.
Right?
It comes into the picture.
Right. So we're going to get you another couple carrots. You had 7. How about 10? 11?
Are
you good with that kind of thing? Oh, man. It's just good that they have men in their lives who can afford those types of things. Rick Fox, who is a retired NBA player and ex-husband of Vanessa Williams, he is celebrating his 55th birthday. Kadeem Hardison, love him. He played one of my all-time favorite characters, Dwayne Wayne, on A Different World. He also played Zendaya's dad on her Disney Channel spy show from way back in the day, Casey Undercover. 59 years old for Kadeem Hardison. Remember the flip-up glasses that Dwayne Wayne had?
Oh,
everybody wanted those back in the early 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Barry Bonds, the steroid-abusing cheat and Hall of Fame candidate, is celebrating his 60th birthday. I mean, how do you get into the Hall of Fame when we know what you were doing with your career? I don't understand how that works. Shouldn't there be some sort of, like, rule in the book about, you know, being able to be in the Hall of Fame if most of your career success was because you were a steroids user? I feel like there should be some rule.
There are a lot of scenarios like that where you just go,
How can that be?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, people suing over no-faced chocolate pumpkins for Reese's peanut butter.
Right.
It's same concept. Like, why are we doing this? How does that work? Kind of thing. Karl Malone is also celebrating a birthday today. Former Utah Jazz scoring legend. He's third all-time for most points in a career, unlike true scoring legend Wilt Chamberlain. LeBron James actually holds the all-time record with 4,474 points ahead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387 points and Malone's 36,928 points. And if you're talking about, you know, love lives, though, it goes Wilt Chamberlain all the way. Who cares about all the point record? Just saying. Anyway, we've got Linda Carter on the list this morning as well. She was the original Wonder Woman. She was also President Marsden on Supergirl and the governor in the Super Troopers movies. Love Linda Carter. She is 73 years old. Michael Richards, Kramer on Seinfeld, is 75 years old today. We have Robert Hayes also celebrating. He was Ted Stryker in Airplane. He's 77 years old today. Chris Sarandon is celebrating too. He was Prince Humperdinck in The Princess Bride, iconic movie. He was also Jack Skellington in Nightmare Before Christmas and Vampire Jerry Dandridge in the original 1985 version of Fright Night. 82 for him today. And if the last name sounds familiar, yes, he is Susan Sarandon's ex-husband. Yeah. And then finally, we have Ruth Buzzy on the list. If you remember Laughing from way in the day, she was a star of that one. Love Ruth Buzzy. She is celebrating her 88th birthday today. That's a good list of celebrities.
Definitely.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Now, if you are celebrating a birthday today or even an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, super easy. all you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast now, Finn. Clouds sticking around this morning, and then we're going to lose some of those by this afternoon. Partly cloudy with a high near 76. Clear down to 58 tonight. Tomorrow going to be another equally beautiful day. Sunny and 80. And then as we look ahead to Friday, not bad temperature-wise. We're going to hang right around 82. A little bit more humidity in the air, though, once again. Right now, it is 63.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Build a big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris on the campaign trail following the decision by President Biden on Sunday to forego his reelection bid. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has more.
Kamala Harris is hitting the ground running. Her first campaign rally in Battleground, Wisconsin, electrifying a crowd of 3,000 supporters.
We have doors to knock on, we have phone calls to make, we have voters to register, and we have an election to win.
Harris, already now the presumptive Democratic nominee, as President Biden prepares to address the nation about his historic decision to bow out of the race.
Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally today in North Carolina, but it will be held indoors, unlike the rally outdoors, where Trump was nearly assassinated by a gunman on a roof. Also delivering a speech today in Washington, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He will be addressing both houses of Congress this afternoon. 200 protesters arrested in D.C. Tuesday. This is ABC.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 17-year-old girl was killed and 8 other teenagers wounded early Monday in a shooting that happened in a Milwaukee park. Officers and first responders found the girl dead and 8 other shooting victims at a park on the city's west side after police received at least one 911 call around 12:30 a.m. According to police, 5 18-year-old women, 2 18-year-old men, and a 15-year-old boy were found shot